The Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gbene, says PTAs are voluntary organizations which agree collectively to support their wards and schools to make progress. For him, if any parent is complaining about PTAs charging unapproved fees, then it is because those parents do not attend PTA meetings. He told Radio Ghana that where there may be challenges, it would be the lack of effective communication with those who are complaining. He agreed that some of the charges are high, but was quick to add that such fees depend on the project parents agree to undertake. He spoke to George Ankra.
It's not that it's unapproved. You know, PTAs are private organizations. You know, so sometimes what happens is that when you write a meeting, not every parent will come. But those who come will take a decision. And then it will be binding on, you know, these are voluntary organizations. So anytime a decision is taken, it binds all members. But sometimes, you know, because parents have not attended such meetings, they consider it as illegal. Because the decision will be taken and then the schools are asked to collect on behalf of the PTA. This is what happens. But because sometimes there are parents who do not attend these meetings, when decisions are taken and communicated to them, they think it is the schools that are charging those fees and then they protest.
The information we are receiving now is that some PTAs are charging unapproved fees to the tune of 400 Ghana in some of the senior high schools. And some parents are wondering why it should be so.
We have to be realistic. Government cannot do everything. So sometimes you go to a school, I have my child in the school, and I've realized that the school is lacking certain amenities. So parents can meet and decide that why not assist so that our children will be comfortable. But like I said, it's because of lack of communication. Sometimes, because I've attended PTA meetings, you go, few parents will come. But whatever decision you take, it's binding on the rest. But why the mistake we're making is that we attend a meeting, we take a decision. Instead of our PTAs communicating to the parents, we don't do. We rather give the decision to the schools to communicate to the parents. And that has been the problem. You know, so to say it's illegal or something, maybe it's because of the communication. Or sometimes some parents feel that the amount being charged is too much or something like that. But it's communication. And it is because some parents do not attend these meetings. We have attended meetings where few people come. But this is a voluntary organization and the decision is binding.
Executive Secretary of Coalition of Parents of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gbene.